Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Oh, she's fantastic. Can you made of plastic?
I'm a Barbie girl
in a Barbie world. It's fantastic. When you're made of plastic, yeah. Do you want to check if it's
working? Hold on, let's just stop this. We don't have no engineers.
There's no one here doing it now.
It's just us. And also... There ain't going to be no editing.
No, this should be straight through, mate. This is walks and all this.
So you're not allowed to say nothing libelous about David Van Dyke.
No, can't say none of that. You can't go near the government.
No, all that filthy stuff he's going to say about
That's all off the table now. All that milking it material. Oh, yeah. All that fashion
that
stuff.
That can all go. No, that can all go. You can't say
no.
No,
rip it up then.
That's all
gone. That's all gone.
What's that?
That's all gone.
What's that there? Check it. I'll check it. We're going to check it. It all seems to be working.
We checked it.
We've gone back and we've checked it.
We turned it off and then we turned it on again. I think that is all they do anyway.
That's all they would do in a proper studio.
Some of the top producers, when they've recorded a song, the music bloke goes, "Can you just check that back, please?"
Okay,
no problem. And all he does, he just turns the thing off and then turns it on again. Goes, "There's a fake.
It's a money
for old rope.
Old rope. Talking of money for old rope, we're on tour again. Yes, sir. With Live Nation.
Yes, sir.
And we're all over the country. From what date is it?
It's September sometime.
End of September.
If you look on the website, livenation.no.uk,
livenation.no.uk,
you look that up on the Googles, and then look at Angelos and Barry and Angelos.
We can't remember which one that is.
You'll find all the relevant info.
We're going Lowestoft,
Grantham.
Wolverhampton. We're going Dublin. Belfast.
You're going over there.
We're going all over the place. And then we're going back to Leicester. Lovely gig at Leicester,
BJ's.
Our friends in Leicester. It's the best gig we ever done. Shout out to you guys.
They're comedy savvy up there, isn't
they are it? Comedy
you know,
savvy.
I mean, we're not. But they are.
I mean, I think they thought there was more to it than we was doing.
I think they were really into it. A lot more than what we was doing.
We was doing basically...
Bumbo, Willy, Bums and all that nonsense.
They're going, nodding sagely.
When he says knob, he actually means Kierkegaard.
Right. No, Willard is an interesting take on it's anti-comedy.
That's right. I mean, he is using the word balls quite a lot. But that is a metaphor icebergs.
Yeah, when he does
and
that.
Polar ice caps.
Material. No, it's really interesting, guys, because you're looking at a different level. Yeah. When Barry does that material about doing basically a shot, he... Well, it doesn't really mean that you...
No, it doesn't mean that.
No, no, don't mean that.
No, it doesn't mean that at all. No, it's operating on a much deeper level than that. You've got to really drill down.
Yeah, but Lester, we're here to tell you no.
Yeah, no, sorry, Lester. Sorry, no, that. You've got it all wrong. We're very glad that you came.
Yeah.
But you was laughing at the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
Really.
Oh, it's very basic.
When we say no, we mean not.
Yeah, we do.
You know. When we say bosh, we mean bosh.
Yeah.
It's black and white, really. You know.
Oh, but we did enjoy it. But come and see the show, because it's the same show. And it said, rave reviews.
It's an evening of puerile nonsense. The Guardian says that.
It says, Andros and Barry leave their dignity at the door.
Yeah, in a nice way.
That's meant in the nicest way.
Bruce DeSalle from the Evening Standard said, it's the only show I wanted to run home straight away after and have a shower.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, that doesn't get you along there, and I don't know what will.
But do buy a ticket.
Please buy a ticket.
It's, as Cilla Black would say, a Laura fun.
Is that her cock in it?
Yeah, it's not very nice, is it?
No, but we can't edit, so to keep that in.
Sorry.
We love Cilla here in this podcast. She's a friend of the show. She was a friend of the show.
Did you know, shall I tell them that anecdote about Cilla Black?
No.
Come and
you'll
see
get
the
paranoid
show,
for the next week, and then you'll go, oh, I should have edited that.
I should have got rid of that.
You know?
The fact is, look, that is the machine we're using. We don't have
a block of wood.
We don't know how it works. So if someone says something wrong,
it stays in. I mean, all we've got is record and stop.
Yes.
And we don't know how else to get, you know, to use the buttons. We've got loads of knobs here, like gain, high, low, cut, ambience, but I'm balls if I know what any of that is.
It's fun as an accent, you dumb pathetic. Right. Now, Angela Sinton, we better tell them why we ain't produced not one podcast since.
Well, we've been very busy.
I am talking very, very busy. Oh,
we haven't produced one podcast since we were sat in the car park at Ruislip Golf Club.
Yes.
I was having my dinner.
The Comedy Bunker.
The Comedy Bunker. We'd done one then, and that was in February, I think.
I think so.
So we realise, we recognise that we are behind.
Yes.
We do have a lot of catching up to do.
Yes, we do, guys.
Very, very grateful.
We're grateful for you to be sticking around, the three of you
that will listen to this.
Yes.
This, guys, is dedicated to you.
This one goes out to the one we love.
Yeah, we love.
The other two.
I'm not so bothered about those two. Yeah, they should be locked up, actually.
Yes, they should. But we've been ever so busy, but we're here now.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Oh, mate. God almighty.
I mean, you know what I've been doing.
What have you been up to?
Well, you know what I've been up to.
Tell us.
Well, you know that bloke who's now the President of the United States?
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
What about him? You've been working with him, have you?
Yeah, I've been over there.
He's great, isn't he? I love him.
I think
he's underrated.
He's absolutely brilliant.
He's superb.
I mean, and you talk about politics and people that are really changing things.
Yes.
I mean, Trump is right up there, from the way he speaks. And the things he says is just... it's great. It's like Gandhi and the Dalai Lama all rolled into one big thing.
Yeah, he is. I mean, some of the wonderful things that Gandhi said and all the great presidents. And when Donald Trump said, I'll grab it by the purse.
Yeah, okay.
You thought working on a different level.
When he says pussy, he must mean, like, I'll grab it by the, like, you know, the...
By the principles.
By the feminist principles.
Yes, that's what
that's probably what he means, isn't it?
Yeah. What are you doing for him, then?
Well, I've been...
Running his speeches?
I've been combing his hair.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, you know that brush I bought from Primark? From Boots.
Oh, there it is.
You've got that brush here?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I put a picture of it on Twitter, and I said, look here, look at my new brush.
Yes.
And he gets in touch with me. He gets one of his like men to get in touch with me, and he says, I've been looking at your new brush that you got from Boots.
Yes.
And I went, Oh, yes.
Yeah, interested,
says,
yeah.
And he says, I've not, there's no brush like that in the United States. Oh. And would it be okay if I bought that brush off of you? Yeah. And I said, well, look, Donald, I says, you can have this brush off me, but I'm not, you know, I'm not a mug, okay?
I know you're not.
You get the brush, but you get me as well.
Mm.
And he says, okay, I'll fly you out. Mm. So he flew me out to Des Moines.
Yes.
And
With the brush, in a suitcase,
a briefcase, you know, one of them, like, assassins have with guns, like, in
there. Yeah, chained to you.
Yeah, chained to me, the brush. And they says, what have you got in there? Mm. Like, and I was getting on the plane. I says, no, you can't look in here. It's a presidential brush, you know, for the presidential air. Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll get over there, and he says, thank you for coming with the brush.
Mm.
I said, that's all right, don't worry. I got the brush out, I started doing his hair, and this is where it all went wrong, because I'm doing his hair and I'm brushing it, and he's got a lot of it, and it's all on one side of the head, because there's nothing in the middle of his head.
Mm.
And I'm brushing it over like that, and then he's sitting there in front of the mirror, and I'm brushing his hair like this, and he just goes,
Honestly, just this massive fart.
And I said, Mr. Trump, you've just done a massive Trump, you know, like a big old fart. And he went, I know, I do that whenever anyone brushes my hair. I says, well, look, mate, I mean, you never mentioned that, did you?
Not in the Trump description. Not in the,
just, you didn't. If you told me that every time I'm going to brush your hair, you're going to guff like that, I would have thought twice about coming.
Will require some hairbrushing, maybe a little bit of eyelash work, a little bit of eyebrows, a little bit of foundation, but we'll have to stomach a vicious fart every now and then. That would have been in the Trump
description. And then I thought, well, no, I don't think I want that, up my nostrils. Anyway, by then, I was already in on the entourage.
Well,
and then when he got in the presidency, he says, do you want to come and cut my hair? I said, I can't. I'm not going to do that for you full time now as a president, because you, like, you stink.
Yes.
And he went, I know. So I went home at that point, and I was looking for a new job.
Well, the thing is, I've been, you know, I went out, I was doing King John Island, wasn't I?
Yeah, I know you were doing him.
On Quack, where does he live?
He lives in Dubai.
Dubai.
King Kong. Which one was he?
King Jong Kong. He lives in Bangkok.
Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, Kuala Lumpur. When that's in
Kuala Lumpur.
In Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
And you know what he requires he's a big fella, isn't he?
Huge big boy.
Now
he's been eating a lot of them dim sums.
He eats a lot of them dim sums out in Dubai. And he
what did he want?
What he gets ever so hot down there, and he needs his gooch blotting with some paper, right? And of course,
did he advertise this publicly for someone to
do it? In the Watford Observer.
Oh, right.
It was in the Watford Observer.
Wanted.
Wanted. Yeah. Man to come
gooch
and...
blotter.
A gooch blotter.
And you said, I've got just a paper for that.
Well, I have in my garage. No, do you remember?
You've got cupboards for that.
I've got cupboards. I've got my oxides. I've got a couple of old paints and that. I've got some vinyl silk. And out the back in them boxes, I've got all that gooch blotting paper.
Exactly. That you invented.
Yeah.
Tried to do it on Dragon's Den.
I was on Dragon's Den
with that.
And for that reason.
Hello, Dragons.
Hello, Dragons.
You know when it's hot and your gooch gets all mucky and all wet down there?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got this paper. What are the figures?
Well, I just scribbled some on the back of the Evening Standard on the way there.
I know, you just scribbled 6594.
I didn't
know what none of them
meant. I don't know
what
that meant, and so Deborah Mead, and she's gone to me, what does that mean? You must know your figures. And I said, if I could just perch you up, Deborah, and she'd go, I'm like that.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And I've got the old gear, under them lights.
Yeah, I know, well, it gets very hot in there.
I started.
Blotting away.
And she wasn't sold on it.
No. Well, it's a shame, that.
It is a shame.
But, so you had all this stuff left over.
I had all this stuff left over, and what's the bloke who does it, that hosts it? Edmund Hillary.
Edmund Hillary.
He says to me, don't go down in the lift and disappear out in your car.
No, he didn't have a word with you.
He said, do you want to take your goose paper with you? I was ready to sling it in the bin, you know.
Because it's his paper.
Yes, yeah, so he was really, you know. And I've had it all in the garage. You saw it. You've seen it.
The audio of it.
And I got in touch with Pyongyang, and I went over there, and they met me at the airport and all that.
Oh, that's nice of them. Did they have a sign saying Barry from Watford?
They did. Yeah. Bally from Watford. And I got in there covered in nervous. I said, that's me, ho!
Yeah.
And he said, no, Yoo-hoo is back at the base. No, we can't edit that out. That's the problem.
Same minute, Brexit Britain.
Sorry. And I got in a big van, and they'd hired a trailer for all my goods plotting
paper. Yeah, there's a lot of it.
We go through Kuala Lumpur, and it's really quite nice there.
It's very hot.
Very hot.
It's tropical, I think.
It's tropical.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What were they looking at all these nuclear bombs and that? You can imagine the heat.
Well.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Well, he's looking at them go off.
Oh,
I mean,
Christ.
He must think, oh, bloody hell, this is hot here.
It's very hot.
Not only is it hot because of where we are, but them bombs, they can give out some heat.
Of course they do. That's going to hit Alaska.
Yeah, that's going to melt that thing, isn't it?
And he's all nervous because world opinion is against him. And if you, let me tell you something, if the world leads a gang up on you, it's enough, mate, you could keep sweating.
Well, exactly.
And he goes, he beckons me
and
forward.
And that's where you see the gap in the mark.
That is. I saw a gap in the gooch. And he said, Mr. Barry, I'm just going to... You know,
Watford.
Like Mr. Watford. You know what it's like with his hands behind his back?
Yeah, that's it.
And he was looking at the fuse. He's funny, yeah, and he's bending over with his hands around his back.
And you thought...
Looking at all the fuses.
You see his crack and his bum.
Yeah, and I thought, well, obviously...
You get it straight in there.
He's a very busy man, he ain't got time.
You thought, well, I'm not even going to introduce this product.
No, exactly.
I'm just going to show you how it works.
Unfortunately, as I was approaching with the Gooch blotting paper from my garage, I tripped.
What happened?
I tripped.
You go up his bum?
Yeah, I tripped on the red carpet. And to my horror, I've landed up King Jong-un's bum.
Right.
King Jong's bum.
Did you get pulled out by a couple of his aides?
Oh, it was horrific. Now,
oh, my God, that's very
embarrassing. He's got to get furious.
Yeah.
He'd have his own cousins murdered.
Lucky he didn't blow up your house.
God, I tell you what. And they pulled me out of there.
Yeah.
And funny enough, when I come out, I had a hairstyle just like his. My hair has gone all like that.
Yeah, man.
And since then...
Because, well, he has been up his dad's bum.
That's right.
And that's how he got his hair.
Like that.
And his dad had been up his dad's bum.
He looked like Robert Plant before he went up there.
Yeah.
And there, he come out and he said, what do you think? And everyone was too scared to say, well, it looks like your head's got someone's arm. Well,
yeah. You come out there and his gooch was dry.
Spice. Dry.
Dry.
Dry as
so
a
he's
bone.
In a conundrum now, isn't he? Because he's embarrassed that you've been up his bum.
Oh.
But he's quite impressed with the fact that his goose is dry despite nuclear bombs going off in the Pacific Peninsula.
Do you know, sometimes the world, the cookie crumbles in funny sort of ways, isn't it? But let's just hope, well, you know, shooting down Alaska, causing trouble with the Chinese aside, at least he's got a very dry goose.
That's what you've been up to.
That's what I've been up to and why I've been unable to do this podcast, because I've been trying to bring together north, east and west.
That's right. You failed.
I failed, but...
You know. You did your best.
Well, of course I did.
You did your best. You did your...
Now, this is... It's coming in now. This is a wonderful... Did you see this is in the Metro, my favourite free newspaper?
Yes,
sir. Available on the tube.
On the tubes.
And there is a story in here which, frankly, God, I wish I had another 30 years.
Oh, right.
Generation Sex will enjoy Robot 4. Bad news, millennials may never afford to retire. Good news, if they do, they can enjoy unlimited sex with robots.
Oh, my God. So talk me through this. How does this work, unlimited sex with robots?
In 50 years' time, ultra-realistic sex bots will be used to treat erectile dysfunction and allow the elderly to continue having intercourse.
You say that. I mean, that all sounds very futuristic, but my mate Kenny, he's been doing that for years.
Oh, he's made one, didn't he?
Yeah,
he's been banged up now, but
he was actually banged up for sticking his knob up a fruit machine.
Did he take his cherry? Oh, Christ.
Well, you can imagine how that went down in the bookies.
Well, that's... You
know, to be fair, he had drunk a few cans of cider.
Yes.
You know, and he thought, oh, sex with robots sounds nice. You know, so where the money comes out, he just got his knob out and he just sort of... Well, he banged it up there.
Right.
And it got stuck up there.
It will do.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, and I'm standing next to him saying, Kenny, you stick your knob up that fruit machine, you will get stuck to it.
Yes.
And he went, no, mate, I'll be all right. I've had a couple of drinks, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
And sure enough, he got it up there, and he really had to try and get it up there without the cashier seeing him.
Well, of course.
You know.
He's
got his trousers around his ankles.
Oh, my God.
And he's got his knob up the fruit machine. And, you know, and someone comes along and sticks in a quid. And it's a jackpot, right? And so he's got his knob up there, and this bloke's hit the jackpot, and he wants his money, and Kenny's like, well, you know, you'll get your money, but I could get my knob out of here first,
yes,
you know. So they get him, they ring up the hospital and say, look. It's a slightly sensitive issue.
Yes.
Kenny's got his knob up the fruit machine, and there's someone here waiting for his winnings.
Right.
So they send the ambulance, and they stick the whole thing, the whole lot.
With him attached?
Yeah, with him attached in the back of the fruit machine.
Yeah.
They don't go take him to hospital. They just get some Vaseline and get up into the money slot there and
Jiggle it about a bit,
and then slide him out, and then he slides out, and then all this money comes tumbling out through a machine onto the ambulance floor.
Yeah.
And he's in there, he's on the floor, he's picking up his money, picking up his winnings. But it was a very, very nasty scene, actually. And Kenny, I don't think Kenny felt satisfied.
No.
It didn't.
Well, I've said that, you know, sometimes sex without, you know, a proper relationship is nothing. There is no replacement.
Oh, no, believe me, he had a very good relationship. Did he?
Yeah, he spent a lot of time.
He spent loads of time.
No, frankly, quite honestly, I've had 62 years with my wife of love and warmth and friendship, but you couldn't replace that with sticking your winkle up a fruit machine, couldn't you? I wouldn't even attempt.
Well, you wouldn't try it.
There's no comparison.
No, there's no comparison.
There's no comparison.
But I'm quite tempted by the robot idea.
Yeah,
getting one of them, you know, because I have had a go
at making one of them. It's over here, isn't it? Where is it?
Yeah, it's over here.
Grab that.
Let's just turn it on a minute. It takes a little while to warm up, but
okay.
But here it comes. And what I found is that sticking your knob in it.
Yeah.
I haven't found a replacement for metal.
No, that can change the metal.
Quite a lot of wires.
And that up to
there.
Negotiate, yeah.
Because if you want, it's a toss up really between do you want something that talks to you?
Yeah.
or do you want something that feels nice, you know, around your bits?
Right, you OK. Know?
Yeah.
Well, you've done its face very nice. You've stuck...
I stuck a picture of Linda Lusardi on it.
Linda Lusardi's face.
He's starting to make some noises now.
And you painted its wheels red in a sort of come hither lipstick on its wheels.
Yeah, look.
Ooh,
there
we go.
There
she goes.
That's his mouth opening.
Ooh, lovely. No,
yeah.
That's cool.
I've made the mouth nice and big to accommodate me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's it doing there? Oh, that's good. Look at that wiggle.
It's just wiggling its metal bum.
Oh, God, that's turning round, like. Well,
I'll leave you in here for five minutes. Do you want to have a go on it?
I wouldn't have. I was going on the back of someone else's head, didn't it?
Yeah, that's the back end. That's the hair of
Mrs. Brown's boys.
Mrs. Brown's boys, that's right. And
what
it's her bum as well.
So it's got, you've done, put a marigold on one is arm. That an arm or a bit of rope?
No, that's a cricket stump.
Oh, cricket stump coming down.
But that represents an arm. Yeah.
I tell you what.
And on the other side there, I've used one of them whisks.
Okay. Doctor Who style.
Yeah, that's it.
Does it, if I speak to it, will it?
Yeah, it should say something to you.
Hello.
What do you want?
Oh, you've done it all.
Yeah,
from Kuala Lumpur.
Well, it's enticing, isn't it?
Lovely.
Yeah.
What is your name?
My name is Sasha.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, you see? Sexy.
Sasha, fancy coming out for a drink? Don't come out for a drink. Stay in tonight, maybe.
I want to stay in with you, and I want to do it.
Oh, she's very full.
Well, she's a sex bot.
And you programmed her to...
There's no nothing, it's just sex.
How does this feel, love?
4 years. That is gorgeous. Like, give it a stroke.
Hold on, let me just stroke that.
I know. Why don't you get your number?
Oh, she's very full.
I tell you, she wants one thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to. Can't I romance you a little bit?
No, none of that. I just want it. Have it off behind the bins.
Okay. Oh, well, all right. Can you
hurry up, please? I'm getting hot here. Turn on my fan.
Oh, yeah, turn on its fan.
Turn on my
fan. How do you turn on a fan?
I don't know, actually. I didn't know if she had one. Maybe she's becoming self-autonomous.
Maybe. It's probably hormonal. That's
overheating, yeah. And it is very hot.
It's only a prototype.
Yeah,
it's
very effective.
You know, you can see why people would fall for a sex
bot. Oh, God, they're going crazy for it, especially in Eastern Germany.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I've got my
big
one
market.
She's
a big old lump, isn't she?
Yeah.
Talk
to her. See what she.
Turn
I programmed
on.
Her.
Turn
to
her on.
Here we are. Switch on.
Hello, my angel.
Hello.
Giving her the flu.
My name is Susan. I'm feeling very hot and horny.
You know, hot and horny.
Hot and horny. Oh, that's nice. And what sort of stuff do you do?
I can make love to you.
Right.
I can treat you nice, and also I can subdivide long multiplication.
Okay. Here we go then. So what's 24 divided by 79?
Overheating.
I've done a process. I reckon you've done a shame in it. Oh, she's clearing off now. Look at that. Beautiful. No, she likes wounds. Shame. She does. Oh, right. She's a bit more sensitive than my one. Yeah. Well, I know what men want, you know. I don't want no worried mate. But I've done a little bit of mascara. You know, those two car headlights I've got done. Oh, yeah. I've rubbed a bit of mascara on it. Hubcaps. Yeah. What have you used for the nose? Is that a cream egg?
Yeah, I stuck a cream egg on it. That's nice.
That's nice. And buttered nose. Very buttered nose. Nice. Very nice. Marvellous subtle. I mean, you're an older man. I mean,
yes,
like,
I am.
Can you see yourself like, you know, getting off of a robot?
Well, if
Yeah, I dare say, push comes to shove. Yeah, we should get these two together, you know, maybe.
Yeah, well, they're both women, that's the only thing. Oh, well, yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Oh, blimey, yeah.
A female robot's going out. Yeah, I love bits that. Of metal and a cricket stump and
that,
a whisk.
That would be great, wouldn't
that
it? Yeah.
Is what and dreams you're made of.
And when they finish, your one could whip up a nice omelette and play with that whisk.
Yeah, that whisk. Yeah, that's
works on every level. Yes. Now, what else was... Oh, I tell you what. Do you know about Ronaldo, the footballer?
Yes.
You know, Ronaldo McDonald.
Yeah, now he's having... what's he doing? He's had two surrogate kids. And he's like... But he's already got a wife.
A girlfriend.
Who's pregnant as well.
She's pregnant as well. There's no end to the spreading of his tadpoles all over.
His seed
is everywhere.
But it's a mysterious thing to do that, isn't it?
Oh, surrogacy.
Well, I mean, why would you want three babies at once when you can have one baby at once? Why has he done that?
I don't know. Maybe he's worried about getting
older. You're good
older.
Mates with him. I mean, can't you just...
What did you say
to him when he told you that?
Well, I said, look,
on the bench.
I said to him, look, mate, you know, if there's any way I can help you out in any way,
right.
I mean, if you're a bit fed up, if, you know, if you don't want to produce any of the spermazole.
Well, if you're too busy,
well, I can help
you. Well, you know that is a function that I...
Oh,
I do it.
Well,
I've advertised on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stuck a notice up. I said, anybody needs any spunk for kids, then I will.
Yes, provide.
We'll do that for you, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've got some takers, haven't you?
Oh, I've got thousands of takers.
I remember because it was down in, you know, the Londis, wasn't it, on the community notice board.
Yeah. It's another reason why I haven't been able to do the podcast, because I've been sat in my bog for about, like, three months, just knocking them out.
Yeah, providing it. You mislaid that cup, didn't you?
I don't know where that cup. It ended up in the back of the sofa.
Oh, well, okay. But what sort of people come to you?
Anything, I don't know. It's just like anonymous. I have to send a lot of it through the post.
Right.
Which gets very sticky in the envelopes.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
Would you use a special envelope? No, or just
straight into the envelope for the postal orders.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Okay.
So I hope this arrives in good nick.
Yes.
But if it's a hot day, it's likely to dry out.
Yeah.
So, you know, winter is better, is what I advise people.
Well, Dr. Robert Winston's been listening to you about that, fertility.
Yeah. I mean, he thought he was an expert, and then he spoke to me.
This is his paper that he had published.
Yeah, what did he say?
He's got all the, you know, the notes at the bottom and where he gets
all the technicals.
All the technicals. And this is from Mr. A. Epithemes.
What did he say?
He says, as a general rule, don't send during summer because it can dry out.
It dries out because it's
If it's in winter and it stays wet and it's too wet, you might want some of Barry's gooch blotting paper to put in with it. He's got all that.
Well,
there.
It's two for the price of one, isn't it?
Two
great products.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yours sincerely, Robert Winston.
Yeah.
And he's had that published because,
he had it published in The Lancet.
That's right.
You know, because of the success I was
having. And there was that picture of you, wasn't it? They had a big picture of you with that plastic cup.
Yeah, with my trousers down.
In Londis. Why do you have to do it in Londis?
Because that's where I had the idea. And I thought, of course they sponsor me.
It's good to have, they
want their name involved.
When they sponsor, you've just written Londis on the cup with a pen.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, if there's any ladies out there, or gentlemen who can't, get in touch with Angelos.
I will provide you with as much as you need, please. Providing it's not too hot.
That's right.
Okay.
That's okay.
So do you do that anymore? You don't do that no more.
Well, I don't.
It comes out as dust now.
It does come out as dust now. I dare say, if you add water, the sort of Angel Delight, you can form something out of it. like coffee mate.
Needs hydration.
It's like coffee mate when it comes.
Something you might get in space to eat.
Exactly. Yeah, you actually get in space to eat. But my worry was, I don't want to bump into clones of me walking around the place.
No, that's all right. I've
got children of my own. I didn't want no more.
No.
You don't want them coming,
You don't want to be double taking down the street.
No, that's right.
Oh, and Christ, then you'll hear someone come up behind you going, oh, hello, how are you?
Yeah. I'm going to give all my worldly possessions to Susan, the robot, I'm gonna apply as much Castrol GTX to her workings as she wants.
Fantastic.
Well, look, shall we call it
Call it a wash name. It's been a lot of fun to be back.
Oh, great to be back.
Oh yeah, amazing.
And thank you for listening. Don't forget to buy tickets to the show.
Yeah, don't forget to do that.
Go to live.
It'll be more of this muck, but
written down and thought out. livemotion.co.uk and go and buy some tickets and it's in the autumn.
Okay.
No. Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.